Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the health show created to bring you vital information and discussion of all sorts of health issues on your mind and in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, as we always do for our new listeners, let's clarify what osteopathic medicine means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the United States with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between their structure and their function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but it will always be founded on our gentle, hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as chronic headache, gastrointestinal problems, post-concussion syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many, many other health issues. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for your health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we will do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what's happening, as well as offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. Before we get started on today's topic, let me just remind you that you can listen to all of the prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as the shows on back pain, nutrition, carpal tunnel, concussion, etc., by going to the Goldman Tripp website at www.goldmantripp.net, click on the radio show panel and then the individual show, or you can get the podcasts by going to Robinhood Radio's website, then the on-demand section, then scroll down and select the Your Health shows, then you can click on the individual show by topic. So it's very convenient to listen to the prior shows. Today's topic is our hard-working kidneys, the pair of master organs behind our urinary health and function. Our kidneys are remarkably resilient, and yet they are also constantly challenged by our modern Western society lives, including our nutritional and pharmaceutical habits. Most of us are familiar with our bladders, those very helpful expandable sacs that collect and hold urine until we are able to urinate and empty them. But where does all that urine come from in the first place, and why do we even need to collect urine and release it? Well, today we're going to explore some of those crucial aspects of our daily health and well-being. Our bodies process and remove waste continually by various mechanisms, including urine, stool, perspiration and other skin secretions, earwax, phlegm, and mucus. The two kidneys are responsible for the production of urine, which is released to the bladder through a small tube descending from each kidney called the ureter. The kidneys themselves are two bean-shaped organs, about 4 to 5 inches long, found in the posterior of the middle back, behind the main abdominal cavity. There's one kidney on each side of the spine. They are not directly across from each other. The right kidney is somewhat lower than the left because of the position of the liver. They span the lowest ribs, and their upper portions are somewhat protected by the lowest 11th and 12th ribs, as well as by the layers of musculature and soft tissues of the back. Each kidney is covered by a fibrous capsule composed of dense connective tissue that helps them to hold their shape and also protects them. This capsule itself is again covered by a shock-absorbing layer of fatty tissue called the renal fat pad. The word renal refers to anything to do with the kidneys. And this fat pad is in turn encompassed by a tough renal fascia, so there are many layers of tissue dedicated to protecting these crucial organs. Sitting atop the kidneys, like small caps, are the pair of adrenal glands that produce adrenaline, among other things. The primary job of the kidneys is to filter our blood and remove water-soluble toxins and waste products, as well as help to manage levels of total fluid volume, acidity, and electrolytes. Blood is delivered to the kidneys pre-filtration via the renal arteries and returned to the heart from the kidneys post-filtration via the renal veins. Blood is passed through the interior of the kidneys, which each contain approximately 1 million individual processing units called nephrons. 1 million! Each nephron, through a series of complex physiological processes, removes waste products such as uric acid and manages levels of total fluid volume, acidity, and electrolytes. Urine is produced in the kidney as part of these filtration processes and passes out of the kidney and down to the bladder via the ureter tubes. Each kidney has one ureter tube. The urine is collected in the bladder and ultimately drained from the body when we urinate through our urethra. This filtration and detoxification is not the only job of the kidneys. As part of their work, the kidneys play an important role in blood pressure maintenance, as well as in production of the active form of vitamin D and the hormone erythropoietin, which is a substance produced by the kidney that leads to the formation of red blood cells in the bone marrow. The kidneys are connected to the autonomic nervous system through both sympathetic and parasympathetic innervation. Remember that the sympathetic innervation is the part of the nervous system that stimulates us into fight or flight physiology, and the parasympathetic innervation is the part of the nervous system that moves us toward rest and digest physiology. Sympathetic nervous activation, that fight or flight side, constricts the kidney circulation and can lead to increased blood pressure. The autonomic innervation of the kidneys also allows for cross-regulation and maintenance of appropriate balance between the individual functioning of both kidneys. Renal physiology is a very complex subject. So let's spend some time now on what kinds of issues we can have with our kidneys and how to help keep them in optimal health and function. It is true that no matter how healthy we are, our kidney function tends to decline somewhat with each passing year on the planet. So it's well worth our time to pay attention to these hardworking organs. Let's identify some warning signs of kidney issues. Kidney disease can present with a wide array of symptoms, or it can be silent and only detectable with blood work in the early stages of some problems, which is one of the reasons why having annual basic blood work done is useful, as it monitors our electrolytes and other basic markers of kidney function, among other things. Kidney disease can be secondary to other health problems like diabetes or chronic high blood pressure. So be sure to talk with your physician about the possible impact on your kidneys of any health problems you're dealing with. Recall that the kidneys sit in the posterior of our middle backs, one just under the spleen on the left, and one just under the liver on the right. The innervation for the kidneys, if irritated or injured, can refer pain to our flanks, those same areas of our backs, giving the illusion that we have a back problem in that area, i.e., the areas of the middle back to the sides of the lower thoracic and upper lumbar vertebrae, just above and below the diaphragm. Flank pain is often a sign that something is awry with our kidneys and is a classic sign of kidney stones. Fever and chills in the setting of a bladder infection can mean that the infection has risen into the kidneys, and that means you should be examined right away. Another sign that something may be awry with our kidneys is blood in our urine or other discoloration or strong coloration of our urine. Normal urine is nearly clear or lightly straw-colored. Any other color is an indication of concentrated or abnormal urine. Dark yellow urine generally results from dehydration. Note that many drugs can change the color of our urine, so always check with your physician on that possible side effect of any medication you may be taking. For example, rifampin turns urine orange, and B vitamins make the urine bright, bright yellow. But some diseases can dramatically change urine color as well. It's very important to see your physician right away if you have any changes in your urine. Of course, there are many symptoms associated with severe kidney disease, and we'll review those in the context of that discussion shortly. So let's look at the types and causes of kidney disease. Kidney stones are among the most common of kidney problems. They occur when minerals and other substances in the blood crystallize inside the kidneys, forming small masses, aka stones. They are often the result of chronic underhydration. Kidney stones usually are passed out of the body during urination, and generally we're unaware of them. If the stones are large, however, they can be very painful to pass and can create the flank pain we mentioned earlier, as well as pain along the course of the ureters and through the urethra itself. Increasing flank pain should always be examined by a physician. Occasionally, in the most severe cases, the stones need to be broken up internally with a lithotripsy procedure before they can be passed in the urine. Be sure to stay well hydrated to help avoid kidney stones. In general, the most widely found form of kidney disease is called chronic kidney disease. Chronic kidney disease, or CKD, is a long-term condition that doesn't improve over time. CKD is often caused by chronic high blood pressure, which leads to chronically increased pressure in the fine blood vessels inside the kidneys where the blood is filtered. Over time, the chronically increased blood pressure damages these vessels and kidney function begins to decline. Under these circumstances, kidney function will eventually deteriorate to the point where the kidneys can no longer perform their work adequately and kidney failure results. When a person is in kidney failure or approaching kidney failure, they need to go on dialysis. Dialysis is a way of filtering the blood externally through a machine that substitutes as a kind of external kidney, albeit in a somewhat incomplete fashion. Dialysis is a lengthy process that must be maintained for life once the kidneys have failed. It can help manage kidney disease, but it can't cure it. A kidney transplant may be another treatment option for severe kidney disease or kidney failure. Diabetes is also a major cause of chronic kidney disease. The abnormally high levels of sugar in the blood of a diabetic patient damages the blood vessels in the kidneys over time, again leading to kidney failure. Chronic use of some drugs and other substances can also lead to kidney disease or kidney failure. Most commonly, over-the-counter pain medications such as aspirin, naproxen, and ibuprofen can lead to kidney damage. None of these medicines should be taken daily or regularly without first talking to your physician. Many thousands of Americans have damaged their kidneys by using these medicines regularly for far too long. Additionally, some antibiotics, oral sodium phosphate laxatives, contrast dyes used in imaging, regular consumption of alcoholic beverages in any form, and all street drugs can lead to kidney damage and ultimately kidney failure. Make sure to check in with your physician before filling any prescriptions or having imaging with contrast dyes to make sure they are safe for you and your kidneys, and always limit your alcohol intake. There are some genetic disorders that can lead to kidney damage and dysfunction. One of the more frequently occurring is called polycystic kidney disease. This is a genetic disorder that causes numerous cysts in the kidneys. These cysts can interfere with kidney function and cause kidney failure. It's important to note that individual kidney cysts are fairly common, are often found incidentally when abdominal imaging is performed, and are almost always harmless. Polycystic kidney disease, on the other hand, is a different, far more serious condition, requiring lifelong management. Finally, we all know about urinary tract infections, or UTIs, which are microbial infections of any part of the urinary system. Infections in the bladder and urethra are the most common and generally easily treatable. However, if they're left untreated, these infections can spread upwards to the kidneys and cause kidney failure or a potentially deadly infection in your bloodstream called urosepsis. Ascending UTIs are often accompanied by fevers and chills, but not always, so make sure that you treat any UTIs to full resolution. Well, how do I know if I have kidney disease? Well, in addition to the signs and symptoms we've already discussed, severe kidney disease can lead to the following symptoms and problems. Severe fatigue, difficulty concentrating, trouble sleeping, poor appetite, muscle cramping, swollen feet and ankles, puffiness around the eyes in the morning, dry, scaly skin, excessively frequent urination, especially late at night. And even more severe symptoms that could mean your kidney disease is progressing into kidney failure include nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, dramatic changes in urine output, fluid retention in general, anemia, which is a decrease in your red blood cells, a sudden rise in blood potassium levels, or inflammation of the pericardium, which is the sac around the heart. Any of these symptoms require that you be seen immediately by a physician. So how do I keep my kidneys healthy? Firstly, drink plenty of water. This helps your kidneys with their filtering and electrolyte work, helps prevent kidney stones, and results in normal urine production and flow. You should also make sure to control blood sugar if you have diabetes, to control your blood pressure, and take care to have regular exercise and a healthy diet to keep that blood pressure well controlled. Reduce your salt intake and quit smoking if you do smoke. Be aware that some things found in a normal diet, if eaten to excess, can contribute to the formation of kidney stones, such as a high intake of salt or excessive amounts of animal protein, such as beef or chicken. Remember to be careful with pain medications. You should always follow the dosage instructions for over-the-counter pain medications. Taking too much naproxen, aspirin, or ibuprofen in any form can cause kidney damage. Call your doctor if the normal doses of these medications aren't controlling your pain effectively. Be cautious with calcium supplementation. Check with your doctor before taking a calcium supplement. Some calcium supplements have been linked to an increased risk of kidney stones. Get your regular physical exam and basic blood work done. A basic metabolic panel is a standard blood test that can be done as part of a routine medical exam. It checks your blood for markers of kidney function, among other things. You should be tested at least annually if you have diabetes, heart disease, or high blood pressure. Good kidney health and function depend on good overall health and function. The kidneys are integrally involved in the health and function of our cardiovascular health and circulation, nervous system, fluid management throughout the body, red blood cell production and replacement, electrolyte management, and hormonal system. In short, they are crucial to our entire physiology and well-being. Kidney health and well-being is integrally involved with general health and well-being. Which brings me back to osteopathy and to the close of today's show here with a reminder that a good osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine can be very helpful for kidney health and related health issues of all kinds, improving our resilience and physiological function by working gently with our hands with the involved organs, muscles, bones, nerves, vasculature, fascias, capsules, and associated tissues to release restrictions in the physical tissues of the kidney and circulatory systems, the diaphragm, and blood and lymphatic flow, as well as to help balance the autonomic nervous system function based on precise knowledge of anatomical detail, and to help you clinically with nutritional issues and support for whatever treatments you may be going through. But now it's time for me to wrap up today's show. So do remember that you can revisit all of our shows from the Your Health Show podcast, available at Robin Hood Radio's website and at www.goldmantripp.net. Thank you so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Also remember that you can email your comments, questions, and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut. Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m. with evening hours Wednesdays and Fridays, or on that website at www.goldmantripp.net. Well, I hope you found this useful. I'll be looking forward to being with you next time. Meanwhile, you take care of yourself, and thanks for listening.